Rodgers in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Jimmy Donovan just said it. It is all over. Yep, that's what it is for the Browns mandatory minicamp. Wrapping up today here in Berea. Team will get back on the field next Tuesday for a week of OTAs, or at least the balance of next week for OTAs. Tuesday through Friday, those are scheduled. Again, the non-mandatory variety. Maybe a few guys will not participate who are participating this week. I can't envision the attendance going way down. But here's my observation about what we saw today. And we'll get into this a little bit on today's show. Doug Deacon's going to be with us, of course, from the Browns Radio Network, discussing this with Doug. The idea that You can tell these guys have been, this team, these players, have been just on the field and together and doing what resembles somewhat football stuff for just a little too long. Because today, you just got that feeling like these guys want to play some real football, want pads on, want to collide with each other. They want to, but they can't. The rules are that you can't. And that has to be such a challenge, I think, for control, because you're used to playing this game and hitting somebody else, making contact with somebody else, and simulating it, coming up to the point where you do everything but make contact, just doesn't seem natural, especially for guys on defense, but also for the offensive guys. And you could just tell that both sides are just getting a little, like, okay, you know, we're ready to take this up another notch, and they're not, because Pat Shurmur especially, but the coaching staff, you know, doing its part and its job to keep this as a very controlled mini camp off season workout situation. And that's what it is. And that's what it is for not just the Browns, obviously all 32 teams in the league. One thing I just want to get out of the way before we push forward too. There was a story, and I know it's been talked about quite a bit in the media locally and in some other markets around the NFL and nationally to some extent. Joe Banner today announced he was leaving the Eagles, or the Eagles announced this, and he was part of a press conference with Jeffrey Lurie, the team owner, that he was leaving as president of the team and was going to be joining a group that was going to purchase an NFL team or seek to do so. Joe Banner did not mention any specifics of teams that he was going to pursue. Howard Eskin, however, he is a sports reporter, a radio guy in Philly, and I'm sure you've probably seen him show up from time to time. I've known Howard a long time. I used to work in the Philadelphia market years ago. And Howard was reporting that there were a few teams that are on the radar, I guess, of this pursuit by Joe Banner and his group. And one was that he mentioned that Eskin reported was the Browns, the other being the Bills and the St. Louis Rams. And I take that as speculation more than anything. I don't have any sense whatsoever that means anything other than a very speculative approach by a reporter. I take nothing more than that. I've gotten no sense more than that, being, you know, here in this building and part of this organization, to think anything more than that. It's getting buzz in you know, cities I've heard from all kinds of folks in Buffalo, where I once worked and covered that team. And that really is the one that seems to, I guess, you know, have generated the most heat because of that situation. The owner of the team, Ralph Wilson, is 93 years old and has not set up any specific, to the best of anyone's knowledge, a specific plan of succession of ownership. So, whatever. But it's speculative, and I read nothing more into it than that, and I have no inkling to think that there's any more to it than that. But it's being talked about, so I did want to address that at the top here. The other thing to address is what Pat Shurmur addressed today, and that was questions about how many snaps, how many repetitions Brandon Whedon is getting in practice and whether he's getting enough as a rookie to prepare for the season.
Well, he's getting more reps than anybody at this point, number one. Number two, as I mentioned all along, we need to see him function in our offense. So I think that's in line with what Tom's saying, all right? And then we drafted him for a reason, which is in line with what Tom's saying. So in my opinion, we're moving forward with that.
And in reference to what he's saying, Tom, and that is Tom Heckert, the Browns general manager, comments that he had made in an appearance, it was in Akron not long ago, or Canton, I guess, not long ago, where he expressed, it's one of those two places, but he made a public comment about Whedon being the guy for the Browns, and that being, you know, the intent of drafting him 22nd overall, and Pat Shurmur echoing that how this team is approaching the offseason workouts in line with those comments, that he's sufficiently giving him the snaps. And here's the thing about numbers of snaps that I'd like to emphasize here. You don't take a single quarterback, veteran or rookie, and give him all the snaps in practice. It's not done. Been around this league 33-something years. I've never seen that. It would be stupid to approach it that way. You've got to have more than one guy, and you have to. One guy gets more than others because he's the projected starter or the starter. In this case, it hasn't been officially said that with Whedon, but Colt McCoy, Seneca Wallace, you've got to give them work because other quarterbacks end up playing in this league for however long you need them. You hope if your starter's doing the job well, and you want him to be healthy, all those reasons that you don't want to have to go to Plan B, but Plan B better be ready for you. Plan B better be prepared. Plan B and C need exposure to the same offense that you're running with Plan A. So that's how this is done. You do have to distribute snaps. And we're going to talk about this snap distribution thing with Brad Childress. He's on our show as well, the Browns offensive coordinator. We're going to bring that up with him because as the OC, he's got a lot of management, you know, a lot to do with the management of that snap distribution among the quarterbacks. So we'll talk about that with him. All right. We have got, in fact, in a couple of minutes, that discussion coming up with the offensive coordinator of the Browns, Brad Childress. Stick around. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours, help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
I challenge Manny Pacquiao at 147 pounds. Manny, come break down this wall.
Manny Pacquiao returns to the ring to face a bold challenge from the undefeated Timothy Bradley.
Hard left hook by Bradley. Good right hand by Bradley. Another right hook. Straight left hand. Pacquiao's landing at will.
Will Bradley bring Pacquiao's incredible range to an end? Or will Pacquiao continue his domination of boxing's elite? Pacquiao versus Bradley.
Catch all the action on Cox Pay-Per-View. Go to cox.com/PPV for more information or to order.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force, and I'd like to introduce the most revolutionary product in home security, the Alarm Force Video Relay. See and speak with whoever's at your front door through your cell phone from anywhere in the world. Get an Alarm Force home alarm and an Alarm Force Video Relay together for only $199 up front and only $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We're so happy to have back with us on the show the Browns offensive coordinator, Brad Childress. Coach, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thanks, Vic.
Great to have you with us. As we get to the next to last week now of these off-season workouts and this being the mini-camp phase, give me a sense of how the offense is progressing from what you saw the first day of OTAs, which I know it's basically the same thing. We call those OTAs. These are mandatory minicamps. But from that first day that you had the veterans and rookies together, as you look at the big picture of the offense, to what you see through the end of this week.
Well, you know what? I think all of them have made obviously huge strides to where you're literally out there walking through with the veterans and reinstalling some things, you know, just a few different nuances. And then to get the rookies in here through a rookie mini camp to be kind of molded together with the veterans, I think all of them have jumped in leaps and bounds.
Is there how conscious of you are you of the installation process of the game, of the playbook, when you're feeding this, especially I know to younger players like Brandon Whedon, like Trent Richardson, like Mitchell Schwartz, along with the older guys who haven't been exposed to, I guess, everything that you're bringing into this, because it is going to be a little different from what they had before. Pacing that, knowing full well that you start this all over again in late July with training camp.
Well, you know what, Vic, we throw a whole bunch at those guys. We don't go part whole. We kind of go whole part. And right from the time we start with the rookies in their rookie mini camp to at this point in time, since the veterans have been through some of this, we throw a bunch at them here in this mini camp, both morning and afternoon.
Now, I know you track this stuff. To the naked eye, I don't see what looks like a ton of errors that where you and other coaches are stopping plays and starting it up. It seems like it's moving somewhat efficiently. Is that, am I seeing the right thing, or how much in the way of mistakes are you seeing?
No, you know, it's efficient. We do most of our coaching off of film. You know, we try to get it in the film study and in the installations before we get out on the football field. To the naked eye, it would look like it's efficient. You know, I'm not sure that the perfect practice or perfect play has ever happened, you know, because
right,
there's always things that you can make better.
Watching Brandon Whedon looks like a guy who has hit the ground running, I guess, from his first day of rookie minicamp in terms of how he's throwing the ball. And I know that what these tend to boil down to, these off-season workouts without contact, is extended passing drills. And we're really paying attention to what he's doing there. What are you seeing of him that's maybe jumping out at you, even maybe a little more than what you saw when you studied all his college tape?
Well, you know, he played in a great league down there, and you always wonder whether it's anybody you draft, is it going to be too big for him? And I don't see it being too big for him. Whether it's the verbiage, whether it's the throws, making throws all over the field, he's got a very good huddle command and a very good presence in the huddle.
And it seems like it's a consistent ball that comes out of his hand. I mean, the spin, the whether it's a short pass, immediate, intermediate pass, longer throw, it just seems to have that I don't know, a straight line, and it's looking like I want to see an NFL pass look.
Well, when you think about the guy used to pitch in the major league in the Yankees organization, how important is control and command of the football or command of the baseball? You know, when you're talking about putting on a little black stripe on the outside edge of the plate. So
yeah.
He's got pretty good command of the football. And I always say that an NFL quarterback, it ought to be like a yo-yo on a string. You ought to be able to stick it on a front shoulder or stick it on a back shoulder or overlead it or put it low if you want it.
And Coach, walk us through what your specific approach is to practice. I watch, of course, Mark Whipple, the quarterback's coach, working as he should, I guess, behind the QBs and looking at a lot of the mechanical stuff. I know you're looking at that as well. Coach Shurmur, kind of, CEO, he's in the middle. He's keeping an eye on a little bit of everything, but a lot of attention, of course, to the offense. And I see you sort of off to the side. A lot of times I see you spending time with the old linemen, and then you come over and watch the group, it seems, from a big picture distance. What are you taking in? I know at some point you're feeding in plays when you get to team drill, but give me a sense of what the day-to-day Brad Childress approach to practice is.
Well, I think, when you coordinate on offense, you're basically talking to all those different factions, whether it's the running backs coach or the wide receiver coach or the quarterback coach. You kind of want to leave them alone and let them coach during practice. So many of the things that we talk about are in meetings and film studies and practice schedules and what are we going to do during the things, and you want to let those guys alone. I always like to put my eyes on offensive linemen and wide receivers and tight ends, all those different positions. I get to watch the tape, but just to see them in their drill work and how they go about it and the things they're doing.
Are you happy with the level of engagement overall that as a group? This is an offense that, of course, has a lot of work to do to improve over what it did last season. Are you satisfied? That's a wrong word. I know coaches are never satisfied, but are you liking the progress you're seeing from that standpoint?
Yeah, you know what? These guys are willing guys. They want to get better. That they're being professionals. They're working at their trade and their craft, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's something that you want them to do. You want them to like football. I know you say professional football. Do they like football? But they genuinely like what they do, and they come to work whistling while they work.
Brad Childress, Browns offensive coordinator, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You, they're all new to you, the quarterbacks, as far as working with them directly. But Colt McCoy, at least, has had a chance, and Seneca Wallace, too, had a chance to play in this league. McCoy, a lot less, of course, than Wallace. But you have an opportunity to look at tape and see what he's done in a Browns uniform over the last couple of years. Can you give me a sense of what you see of him in these drills now, maybe compared to what you've seen on tape?
Well, you know what? I think he's got a little bit more. He's a little bit more comfortable in the system, having been a lap around the track. Well, not even a lap around the track, because they didn't have off-season workouts last year. I mean,
right.
Really, he's only been through training camp and through a regular season. But I see him being comfortable with some of the nuances of the system that maybe Brand is not comfortable with yet, that he's trying to get up to speed with, and probably Seneca's the most comfortable at all because he spent some time in the West Coast offense.
It would seem that you, Pat Shurmur, have a delicate balance when it comes to distribution of snaps for these quarterbacks. You have a rookie who you are doing all you can to help get him ready, but you have other quarterbacks who aren't standing around. I mean, they've got to you've got to work with them as well. This is still an open thing. No winner has been declared, so everyone is getting some level of reps out there. How do you go about that process of making sure everybody is getting enough? Because even if you know there's a starter to deal with, there is also potentially a number two quarterback to emerge from this group.
There is, Vic, and you know what, we pay particularly close attention to that. If you've got a 12 place set, the person that you've got running with the ones is usually going to take 5 reps, and then the next guy is going to take 4 reps, and the third's only going to get 3 reps, and so we look at that very, very closely, and you'd be surprised that those guys, those first couple guys, are within 3 or 4 reps each other usually every day when we count those things up.
Another thing I know that you chart is the drops by receivers, and you chart the good things too, by the way, by everybody I know, but there are those errors. As you look at it in this overall group, from beginning until now, and I know there were maybe a few more drops on, say, a Wednesday compared to what you had in other days, but are you sensing that there's a progress being made, because this was a big area of emphasis for the off season to get these guys to hold on to the football?
Well, it's still a huge emphasis, and you know, we had a few more drops in Wednesday's practice than you would have liked to seen. If you can make the routine plays routinely, then the great plays come. And I think, just listening to Pat, and of course I wasn't here last year, there might be 2 or 3 more games that you could have won had you just made some of those catches, you know, thrown and caught the ball.
And my sense of the receiver group is they know this. They certainly know what kind of fire they're under, just from a media, public, you know, fan standpoint, and not to mention coaches being right there on top of them to make sure they're doing the right thing and coaching them and correcting them. But they feel like they're challenged, and they seem to be challenging themselves. You're looking for that accountability.
No, there's no question you want to be accountable, and hey, receivers by definition should receive, and that goes for running backs and tight ends as well. But you know, those drops are drive killers, and just somebody coming up with a routine play and catching a ball and you getting a first down, as opposed to you being off the field and you having to punt the football, that's a huge deal. You can't, those things are at a premium.
Another distribution question is carries. Because we can safely say the third overall pick of the draft, Trent Richardson, is the guy at running back. But you have other guys on this football team, in Brandon Jackson, in Chris Obanaya, down the line, who are vying for, and Montero Hardesty, who are vying for their part and their place in this running game. How do you go about dealing with that now, if you're dealing with that now, or is it just about assessing just to see what you have in everybody and what sorts of roles they can play in the season?
You know, we've got good little competitions going in there, and you mentioned all the prime candidates. The one guy you didn't mention was Brandon Jackson. He's having a nice off season, a nice camp. He got hurt right away last year, but I've seen a little spark in him. You see that obviously in a Trent Richardson. I think we'll have a greater appreciation for Trent once we put those pads on. And then Montero is as healthy as he's been, as well as Obanaya. So
yeah.
Are we looking to spread those touches out? We are right now. I think it'll whittle its way down as we go through training camp in the summer.
And with regard to the offensive line, an area that, like running back, there's only so much you can assess without contact. But what is your takeaway of what you've seen so far of Mitchell Schwartz, who you've thrown right in there at right tackle? I know you've had Ryan Miller working some at the left tackle spot. And a group that has some younger people that also have to show what they can do for you and everybody else, and Jason Pinkston at guard, Sean Laval. What's your general take on how this group's performing?
You know what? It's a extremely professional group. I think probably those young guys get their heads spinning a little bit because there's so many things. There's so much communication that goes on between guard and tackle and guard and center, with center directing the whole show. But willing participants. And you know, Joe Thomas, consummate professional. Alex Mack, extremely professional. And then you're looking at two guards that really got their feet wet last year that are going to be much, much better this second lap around the track.
And the tight end group, I know that has been perceived to be an area of strength when everybody's healthy, but having Ben Watson in there and Evan Moore, Jordan Cameron looks like he's showing some flashing, at least some, during these off-season workouts, and Alex Smith. Give me your sense of what you see of your tight ends and how good of a group you have.
You know what? I like that group of tight ends. I think they all bring a little something different to the table. Ben Watson's been doing this a long time. You know, I don't see him degrading in terms of his ability to be able to run up the field. Alex Smith can play in the backfield. He can play on the line of scrimmage. When you talk about Jordan Cameron, you're talking about a young guy, a novice at the position, but you're starting to see some of his God-given athletic ability come through. And Evan Moore's no slouch. So you got four good guys. You've got guys that are willing to mentor you, the younger guy. I really feel like they've got a good room there.
Great stuff. Brad, thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Vic.
He is Browns offensive coordinator Brad Childress joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to where you're taking loose.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Polar Pop! Hey, hey! Pull yourself up, pull yourself up, Polar Pop! Hey, hey! Pull yourself up, Polar Pop!
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price. It's 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
I like a weed-free spread. That's how I roll. So I reach for Roundup Extended Control. Driveway, patio, I spray just once, and it's adios weeds for up to four sweet months.
Roundup Extended Control.
It's the one folks trust. Roundup's the master. Anything less could spell disaster. Kills weeds dead and kills them quick. Get yours now. You got weed butt to kick.
Roundup Extended Control.
Want weeds gone? Roundup's the way. The top weed fighter in the USA.
Roundup Extended Control.
Spray once, stop weeds for months. Always follow label directions.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Great Billy Joel tune to bring us back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to throw something out here right away before we get going with this segment. Neil Gaulkus, Vice President of Communications for the Browns, released a statement. The Browns are not for sale. Just wanted to make that emphatically clear. Browns are not for sale. So all the speculation, forget about it. Before we also lead into the questions in this segment, we got several to get to. But I want to, the question that's, not surprisingly, the questions that are asked, topic that is brought up the most, always going to be about, well, it runs close. Receiving issues is right up there. And, of course, the quarterback position. And Joe Thomas had some interesting comments to make about Brandon Weeden not being or not seeming like a rookie.
Well, he's definitely different because I think he's probably the oldest guy on the offense. I mean, it's definitely it's not like he's a rookie, really. I mean, he's a smart guy as it is, but having that little bit of age under his belt, it doesn't feel like he's a 21, 22-year-old quarterback stepping into the huddle with, you know, big eyes. I think he's kind of has a sense of that he's been there.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that, with Joe's observation, and it's dead on. Andrew from Facebook. Bottom line is that a good quarterback makes a good wide receiver. Look at Eli Manning, look at Peyton Manning, look at Tom Brady, look at Brett Favre. Obviously, Peyton Manning and Brett Favre in their prime. Maybe Peyton still is, but he's coming back from the injury. Big Ben and so on. But a bad QB can't do the same. And I will agree with that. It does start at that position. I think receivers can be more productive with the right guy throwing him the ball in the right system. It's coaching is part of this process as well. But your priority, your anchor, you don't build a team around a receiver. It doesn't work that way. The great receivers you've seen in this game have somebody really good / great throwing them the football. Period. Matthew from Facebook. Running back, short up line, more depth, and maybe a mature rookie phenom quarterback. Surprise team of the year, please, he says. Eric, Facebook, he says, it is said that Brandon Weeden would have been a top 10 pick if not for his age. Let the man get his opportunity. Nobody is a sure thing coming out of college, but he has the tools to be a good, if not great, quarterback in the NFL. I think he's a major upgrade over what we have at quarterback. See, I like this because the age hang-up is, I just think it's irrelevant. I don't think it speaks to what the Browns' future is or would be, you know, regardless of, this is not, all it is the draft spot, the comfort level of drafting a player when you're tracking the stock, so to speak, the stock purchase, to use an analogy, over, say, 10 years. You don't do that in the NFL, and people who make decisions in the NFL are thinking in a much tighter window. Okay, you have to in this league. So what he's doing from 0 to 5 years as an NFL quarterback, to me, is what matters the most. I've said this before, I'll say it one more time. Probably I'll say it many more times down the line. It would be a great problem to worry about what Brandon Whedon's issue might be with this team when he's 39. Because that means he's been good enough to stick around as a 10-year starter at quarterback. When did that last happen for the Browns? Dan from Facebook. Whedon's age doesn't bother me because it's not like he's 28 and been getting hit in the NFL for 6 years and 3 years of college before that. I do think he will last longer than 5 years. Not sure he's a franchise material. Not sure he is franchise material, but an upgrade, says Dan. And I concur. This is from Jackie. It's kind of a big picture thought she has. As a fan who is just hearing about OTAs and not going and not, you know, seeing them, which of course is the case because fans don't get to see these. This is open to the media. This week has been all three practices, most of the OTAs not open to the media. Jackie goes on, what kind of hope can you give us to solidify that this year is different from the last 10? That this is a beginning of a new era of a football team, even though we're a young team. Football is about winning and being a team, which we're lacking, and especially in Cleveland. So what is it that you think should make the fans still call this Believeland? Wow. From Jackie. Well, I mean, in the limited amount of what you're exposed to in these kinds of practices, non-contact practices, not even training camp practices, I'm going to say that the hope comes from seeing a quarterback with an exceptional arm, what looks like a big league NFL quality, throw it through a lot of different conditions, arm gets the, you know, does all the things that we've seen Brandon Whedon do pretty well. It's from seeing Trent Richardson run with that explosiveness, that authority, that sense that he is aching to just get into padded competition and show more of what he can do. That he's just kind of galloping out there. You know, you just see like a thoroughbred looking to show you on the racetrack that he can go around and win the race. And win it by many lengths. That kind of look. It comes from seeing a defense that is itching to show what it can do. And I think the defense quietly has heard all of the attention given to the quarterback position and the focus of the two offensive players drafted in the first round. And I think guys like Joe Hayden, T.J. Ward, guys like Jabal Sheard, guys like Ataba Rubin, who's quiet about this, quieter maybe than the rest, the newcomers like Frosty Rucker, Jaquay Parker, the whole group, Dimitri Patterson. You see these guys, and Dick Geron running this defense. Dick Geron, if he, you know, who quietly, just professorially goes through, he's a professor, like going through the building and going through practice. You just don't hear him or much. He just the mad scientist putting everything together. That group saying, you know what, we're going to be a lot better than we were last year. Encouragement from watching the special teams, watching Chris Tabor, the special teams coach, run down on coverage with his guys, running down and coaching while he's running. And pretty good shape for this guy, by the way. And I talked with him, I kidded him about it afterward. He says, yeah, I'm going to probably kill myself out there. But he's keeping pace with guys much younger than him and being the not necessarily a traffic cop, just reinforcing what's been talked about in meetings and putting them in the right spot. And this is happening on punt coverage, which was the Browns' biggest coverage weakness last year. They're addressing that very attentively. And Tabor is all over this, and you like seeing him do that. What I see are some young athletic players, more speed in this group, that's showing me something. So, Jackie, that's what I'm encouraged about. All right? It's the best I can give you for now because, like you said, it's about us seeing this or me seeing this and you not and others in the public not. I think you're going to be encouraged by what you see in training camp for what that's worth. All right, we've got much more coming up. A conversation with the Deke, Doug Deacon, from the Browns Radio Network. joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present, from The Tonight Show, comedian and actor Brad Williams. Come see Brad Williams this Thursday through Sunday at The Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Brad Williams, you've seen him on Jimmy Kimmel Live and Animal Planet's Pit Boss. Now come see Brad Williams live and in person this week at The Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Brad Williams. We'll see you there.
This is Jim Swayson. Now, I've been thinking about three words lately, Father's Day gifts. And when I think about shopping for my dad, these three words go right along with them. Half-price books. Yep, if your dad's like mine, he's probably into all kinds of things. And that's when Half-Price Books really rises to the occasion. New and used books about darn near everything. Heck, last year I gave him a Lamborghini. He's always wanted one. It was about yay big, had the complete history of that bad boy, and tons of photos. At Half-Price, I gave him the world's finest golf courses and the Old West too. My dad's always been a man of his words, and as I grew, so did my passion for reading. When almost everything is half price or less, you can give your dad the world. Show him you're that thoughtful, generous, thrifty person he knows you are. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, and really special Father's Day gifts. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, enjoying this super sunny Thursday. How about the weather? And, you know, we talked about this. This came up with the head coach today, too. Just the whole notion of training camp-like weather during mini camp. When does this happen in Cleveland? I mean, it's just astounding how nice this has been. And to get work done. And there's also like a little breeze going on too, but I think that that's not a small factor in this team's ability to get good work done out there, because you feel like work, you know, they feel like working. You see that, the level of engagement with it. Although I will say there's a lot, I think, you know, as I said at the top of the show, these guys are ready for more than just this, more than just the pretend hit, you know, the fake stuff, and also they're getting a lot of material jammed into their heads. They're getting fed a lot of stuff. Anyway, Browns fans, by the way, unite, because flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And we are proud to tell you now that we have a chance to sit down with the one and only color commentator for the Browns broadcast and one of the all-time great offensive linemen on this team. So pleased to have with us right now from the Browns broadcast team, Doug Deacon. Doug, watched the final day of mini camp today with you out there on a sunsplash field here in Berea. My first takeaway is that it looks like a lot of finer points, you know, they're going over a lot of finer detail thing, but you wonder if mentally you reach a point with players where, okay, we want to, I mean, they've been just so hammered as time has gone on. System overload. Did you sense that a little bit today?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's something that happens because, you know, there's so much that you're trying to learn, and it's, you know, all new terminology from what you had in college. You know, if you're a young player, the vets that have been here obviously have a better grasp of it. But, you know, with that said, you know, you're working with different personnel groups too, and all of a sudden, you know, people you're used to playing with aren't there, and you got to adjust. And, you know, sometimes a quarterback, you know, will throw the ball where the receiver's supposed to be, and the receiver runs the wrong route or doesn't come back for the ball. Or by the same token, you know, the quarterback reads the route wrong. And, you know, you get those things where you're trying to think and do the right thing, but in doing so, you know, it kind of retards the process because, you know, you're thinking too much, really, where once you get that point where it comes natural, then you've got it.
The defense very much has stepped it up, I think, also in the course of these weeks. It looks like they've been, and this is not unusual, they've been a little bit ahead of some things offensively. It looks like players are, no matter who's been at quarterback, the DBs, the linebackers, have arrived at, you know, at the same time or just before the ball gets there, and it looks like they're kind of jumping routes and know where everything is supposed to be, I think, offensively, and they can react to it defensively. And it even got at times a little physical where Pat Shurmur had to kind of calm those guys down.
Yeah, and, you know, you get frisky, you know, you want to show the coach, you know, what you can do, especially a young kid, and you might get a little overzealous and tackle somebody, and you can't have that, you know, because A, you're going to get injuries, and B, the union's going to be here the next week. So, but, you know, it's one of those where I think if you're a young ball player, you walk away from a mini camp and you realize, you know, am I in good enough shape? Am I strong enough? And do I have an idea of what we're trying to do? Do I know the plays? And there's so much, you know, that you put in, and then you take a few weeks off, and, you know, hopefully those that, you know, feel maybe they're not strong enough, you know, they hit the weight room a little extra harder. Those that are in shape, you know, they go. But, you know, I think we've seen a lot of guys make great progress on their own, you know, and I think, you know, we go to Greg Little, you know, obviously kind of reworked his body. Massaqua has, you know, stepped it up a notch. And, you know that's one of the things last year. You didn't have a running back you could depend on.
Right.
The receivers were hurt. You know, we cut one in. It was just everything was kind of out of sync. And, you know, now I think we're seeing a team that's, you know, more in sync than it was by far last year.
Yeah, I was impressed. You mentioned about Greg Little, watching some of the red zone work that they did, and that was a challenge for the offense because the defense was pretty tight with its coverage, and there were not many openings for the quarterbacks to throw to. But I saw, with regard to, you mentioned Greg Little, you and I were watching a pattern just over the middle where he just snares the ball, and that window was very tight, and he had as much to do with making that catch as Brandon Whedon did with throwing it.
Yeah, and I think Greg not having a year off before he came in last year and being a little heavier, you know, now he has a grasp of it. And, you know, when you just, it comes natural and you don't have to think, I think your hands, you know, soften up a little bit because,
yeah.
You know, otherwise you get that little bit of intensity, and your hands get tense too.
Yeah, no question about that. How about Josh Cooper? I mean, I'm always looking up and seeing him catch everything that comes his way, and just watching how he finds the right spot to be. He just seems to have that natural ability to get open. And, you know, I keep thinking, I know it's for a kid, he's an undrafted rookie and it's June, but I think of names like Wes Welker. I think of Slot and Danny Amendola. I see guys who just all of a sudden you look up and they're open.
Yeah, you know, and he's the other part of it is you mentioned the hands, and I don't think I've seen the kid drop a pass, and I've seen him make some great grabs.
Yeah,
he's, you know, he's not the biggest kid, but you know, yeah, you mentioned the Wes Welkers of the world, you know, and sometimes it's the offense that can make the, you know, the ball player, and I think, you know, Welker's contract is up, you know, and the Patriots, you know, they signed him as a franchise player, but with that said, you know, if you take him out of that Patriots offense, what is he going to be?
Right.
But, you know, if you find a niche for a guy, you know, and that's one of the things I think Belichick does so well, is he finds a guy that can do something, and he keeps that guy to do those things, and, you know, then it just excels the program.
Doug Deacon, analyst for the Browns Radio Network, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, the tight ends are still obviously a very big part of this offense, and do not say anything about Ben Watson being a guy at the end of the line or too old. What is he, a nine-year veteran? He's out there, and all you see him do is continually catch the ball, continually be the guy who's open repeatedly on these pass routes.
Well, here's a guy that's obviously been around the block a few times, and, you know, the experience definitely pays, and, you know, he's a guy that understands, you know, you don't have to make a one-handed catch. You catch the ball with two hands, and, you know, he's very reliable, and unfortunately, you know, they lost him towards the end of the last season, but there's a depth of tight ends here. I mean, Alex Smith came in last year, and I think, you know, Alex is probably maybe the most complete tight end because of his blocking ability, and then you got Evan Moore, who gives you that physical mismatch because of his height.
Yeah.
Yet Jordan Cameron has a tremendous upside because of his athletic ability, and then you got Smealy, you know, who, you know, basically could be a hybrid tight end slash fullback. So, you know, that's a position right now, depth-wise, they've got a lot of depth there, you know, and I think, you know, that's going to be a big plus for him.
Jordan Cameron looks bigger to me. He looks more explosive to me. He just, it's hard to take your eyes off of this guy play after play, because even if he isn't catching the ball, it's impressive to watch the way he is getting down there and how he's getting himself open.
Well, it's athletic ability, and I think, you know, we talked about Little have sitting out a year before he came here last year. You know, Jordan, you know, making the transition from basketball to football, much more physical sport, although you do get pads.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's part of the game you have to learn. I mean, you know, in basketball, you can't touch anybody. You don't want to touch anybody. In football, you want to, you know, knock the guy's head off. So I think, you know, that's the mental part of making the transition from being a basketball player and trying not to foul and being a football player where you're trying to knock somebody, you know, on their butt, or, you know, you're going to get mugged when you go up for the ball. That's an adjustment period. And all these young guys, you know, last year got some very valuable experience.
The O-line, again, one of the hardest areas to assess, but I know you're always paying attention to it, as we all do, but you especially, and that being in your wheelhouse, are you seeing some things that look okay to you at this point? Are you encouraged by just some of these basic, either mostly, again, it's a passing drill, the way these guys have handled pass protection, and obviously specifically Mitchell Schwartz working at the tackle spot. I know they've put Ryan Miller at that left tackle spot and right tackle at times. What are you taking away from that?
Well, I think, you know, Mitchell Schwartz has great technique. He's, you know, very bright kid, you know, grasps the offense very quickly. You know, the thing that I think he has to learn is, you know, he's going to play against some pretty strong guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of those things that you've got to find, you know, that level where you can still move yet be stronger. And, you know, the technique is going to, you know, take him a long way, but when you get the bull rush, then, you know, it's a little different world when you have to drop anchor. And, you know, talking to Joe Thomas, Joe was, you know, just couldn't speak enough of his technique. And, you know, as we know, as far as technique comes, there's nobody better than Joe, as far as I've seen.
So Joe likes what he sees from
Joe,
his...
Joe likes what he sees.
That's good.
Joe knows.
And Joe knows. And Joe doesn't, you know, Joe doesn't sit there and randomly hand out compliments. I mean, if he sees something and likes it, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you're not going to hear about it.
No, you know, Joe talks to you as another left tackle, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
A much older one. But, you know, but the thing about, you know, Joe's game team is built around technique. I mean, and he's got athletic ability, obviously, but he just has tremendous, you know, technique. And for those young players like Pinkston and Laval and Schwartz, and you know, they get to watch Joe, you know, on one on ones. And yeah, when you don't have pads on, it's more the footwork and that part of it than it is the brute strength. But you know, once you get those pads on, and the thing about Schwartz is, you know, he's going to be going against Jabal Sheard, and this Jabal Sheard could have very well been a first round draft pick. By the way, he played last year.
Absolutely.
So you know, he's going to get better at a quicker pace than, you know, if he's, you know, playing some rum dum over there, you know, in practice every day. So you know, that's a big plus for him, is for a rookie to have a good player to go against on, you know, every snap.
Speaking of that, I think the D line has actually looked pretty solid. You look for a big drop-off because Phil Taylor isn't there, but it looks, by and large, that group is getting some consistently pretty decent pressure, especially from the outside. I see Rucker, you know, getting around the corner at times, Jaquay Parker. It just looks like the movement's good. I don't know what happens after that point, that certain critical point, because at that critical point they have to hold up because the quarterback's wearing a red jersey.
But the good news is the more critical point is going to be when it comes to cut down day, rather than last year where they probably said, you know, do we have seven or eight guys we can keep? This year it's going to be a tough cut because the depth has definitely improved. You know, and you know, we talk about Phil Taylor, and the thing I guess that's most impressive, you know, about Phil Taylor was I think the light kind of went on for Phil where, you know, he was busting his tail in the weight room when he got hurt.
Right.
And I think we got to give a lot of credit to Reuben, because Reuben is the silent leader of that group. I
Absolutely.
Mean, where Joe Thomas is the leader of the offensive line, when you go to the defensive side, you know, and you watch the way Reuben plays, you know, his motor is, for a big guy, is just really unbelievable.
Deke, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch up with you down the line.
Okay.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermilion,
wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wake and take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to wake and take a move.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband Team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hey fans, did you know that hundreds of common medications can cause a serious side effect called dry mouth? It's not only annoying, if left untreated, dry mouth can cause serious oral complications. While you can always ask the trusted pharmacist at Discount Drug Mart about dealing with drug side effects, the easy answer to relieving dry mouth symptoms is to add Oasis Moisturizing Mouthwash to your daily routine. And for on-the-go dry mouth symptom relief, don't forget to check out Oasis Moisturizing Mouth Spray, the portable dry mouth solution that fits right in your pocket or purse. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
I challenge Manny Pacquiao at 147 pounds. Manny, come break down this wall.
Manny Pacquiao returns to the ring to face a bold challenge from the undefeated Timothy Bradley.
Hard left hook by Bradley. Good right hand by Bradley. Another right hook. Straight left hand. Pacquiao's ready to get well.
Will Bradley bring Pacquiao's incredible range to an end? Or will Pacquiao continue his domination of boxing's elite? Pacquiao versus Bradley.
Catch all the action on Cox Pay-Per-View. Go to cox.com/PPV for more information or to order.
with you. Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dave says the Browns, via Facebook, the Browns offense needs work. Sure, but it's not all Colts' fault. And you will learn that with a new quarterback that you can equally hate. Ouch. I honestly feel sorry for anyone who thinks that a new QB will solve all the Browns' problems offensively. I don't think one guy solves all the problems offensively, but he goes a long way toward doing that. Colin, Facebook, Whedon has an arm. He'll hit the targets. No more second and long or even third and long. Trent picks up the short gains, running and catching. The result? Longer possessions, more points, and the win column busting at the seams. I like that, Colin, from Facebook. Good take. Kevin asks why Shermer is so optimistic about the receivers. What is it exactly they're bringing to the game this year as opposed to last? I think they came in, you heard it with Doug Deacon, better shape, more accountability, I see. And again, the better quarterback and the better running back, all those things can work hand in glove to bring in the power. And Travis Benjamin, I think, a really nice addition to this team. Want to thank Brad Childress and Doug Deacon and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.